Okay. Okay, I think we can start. Thanks for coming to this session about the best practice for Tizen platform from code to device. I and Gui will deliver this session, and we are from the Intel China Open Source Technology Center, and we are located in Beijing. And let's see the agenda. First, I will show you the basic development tools used in this session, and then we will show the basic overflow of how to build a Tizen phone from the source code. Then we will use the basic steps, start from the cloning source code, building source code from using GBS, and creating image using MIG. Finally, flashing the image to the device. In the final slides, we will show our experiment data. Start from the clone source code to the build image. Okay. First, let's go through the basic development tools. The first is the GBS. GBS is created for the Tizen to develop Tizen packages managed with Git. So it supports the following features. The first group is build group, building. It supports the local build, named build, and remote build. Local build is just build the package local totally. And the remote build will submit code to the remote OBS server and track a build. The next is the submit. Submit will sync the code from Garrett to the OBS server. There's some other small features such as import, export, and clone, pull. The clone and pull is just like JIT clone and JIT pull, but it supports tracking remote branch automatically. There's another subcomment is change root. Change root is to change root the build root created by the GBS local build. And you can change root it and do something else such as install extra packages and remove some file. And, Okay. So here's the MIG. The MIG is an image creator for MIG, image creator for Tizen, and it supports the following feature. First, it supports these file types, image type, and support three subcommands. The first is create. It supports create customer's image, and the convert subcommand supports to convert an image from one type to another. And change root subcommand used to change root to an image. You can change root an image and do whatever you want. For example, update some config file in the image. So I need to stop scrolling. It automatically. We have set to the change root. Change root is just change root the image. Do something you want. Okay, let's see some other tools we use. The first is Git. Git is well known to all of us. It's just the open source version control system. And the next is Reaper. The Reaper is Reaper management that built on top of Git. And it's first introduced in Android from Google. And with Reaper, it's very easy to work with multiple packages. And For example, for the people who already works on the Android, it's easy to using Reaper to clone all the Tizen source code and build them. So in this session, we also suggest to use Reaper to clone all the Tizen source code and build them, just like what Android does. The last tools is Elder. Once the image created by the MIG is ready, then the Elder tools can be used to create, to flash the image to the target device. So how to install the tools? Okay, so we have the release tools in the download.tizen.org, and we release a new version monthly. And currently, we support the following distros, and we have support Ubuntu 3 Ubuntu distro and two Fedora and 3 OpenSUSE distro, and the last one is CentOS 6. Okay, we have introduced the basic tools we may use, and currently, let's see how the workflow. What's the workflow to build the Tizen phone? First is the remote garbage server, which is the server to maintain the Tizen source code. The next one is the manifest. Manifest is used by the Reaper. Just also introduced in Android first, using the by Reaper. So with remote garbage and manifest, we can use the Reaper command to sync all the source code from the garret server to local disk. Okay, the next session we need is the remote Reaper. This is stored binary RPM Reaper released with the Tizen. So now the GBS can using the remote Reaper to build local source code, and the output of GBS is the local RPM Reaper. So the next step is to prepare the KS file. The KS file can be downloaded from the Reaper directly, and this you need to update the KS file, for example, to add the local Reaper. And once the KS file is ready, and the MIG can use the KS file to create an image directly. Once the image is created, the Elder can be used to flash the image to device. Yeah, that's the big workflow. Okay, let's first see how to download source code. Currently, our source code is maintained in Git. And Git is the web-based code review server. And here's the Garrett URL for Tizen. And if you don't have a Tizen Talk account, you can register here in 2 minutes. And then following this guide to upload your public key to the server, then you can using these two methods to clone the source code. The first is import. It's very very simple to using git clone directly. And so here's an example. The first command can be used to list all the Tizen source code, all the Tizen packages. We have. The second command is used to clone one package directly. But if you want to touch many packages, such as hundreds of packages, we recommend it to use the repo and manifest. So first, let's how to prepare manifest. First, let's see the sample of manifest file. From the manifest file, we can see we have the garret server set in the review, and we also have some others, such as the revision and sync thread size. This is also can configured by yourself. With the Tizen 2.1 release, we already have released the manifest here. And you can get anyone. You can get one the full manifest and do what you want. Once you have the manifest file, you can create the local gates of the manifest. We have said that the manifest is use the reaper command. So reaper command can just recognize the reaper, not just a manifest file. So when it's first create a manifest file create a reaper for manifest file, it's very easy using this command. Next, we need to we can go to how to download the source code. Okay, the first we need to download the reaper command. The reaper command can be downloaded here, and you can download it and put to anywhere and make Linux can find it. Next is very very simple. Just use reaper init to specify the manifest gate you just created, and specify the manifest file in the manifest gate. The final command is just using reaper sync to sync all the Titan source code to the local dict. Now we have all the Titan source code locally. So next we need to use GBS to build all the Titan source code. Within the latest GBS, it's very easy to build all the source code. The first we need to prepare the GBS configure. Start from the GBS 0.10, we already support the profile. So if we suggest to create a new profile, if you already have a GBS. For example, here's a basic example to create a profile for Titan 2.1. First, we need to create a profile. This is a profile Titan 2.1 and create a repo section for the Titan 2.1 and put the latest release for Titan 2.1 here, repo here. Okay, once the profile is created, okay, you can use this option, the dash dash profile or just dash p to specify the profile, what profile you want. Actually, basically the profile just specify the remote repo you want to use for building package. From this profile, you can see a profile section in the profile key in the general section. If the profile is set in the general section, then this is the default profile. Yeah, if this is default profile, the option O dash dash profile can be ignored. Okay, the GBS configure is ready. So now we can use the GBS build to create to build all the GBS all the Titan source code. But first, I need to say the GBS currently it doesn't support building packages with Circle. But actually, Titan packages have several circles. For example, these two circles exist in the toolchain related package. And GBS support option to break this circle. For example, we can use this explode, minor simic, kernel get text. Yes. So if you use this option, the simic and getText will be excluded to build. There are some other options. For example, minus dress and to make it make build parallel, and the arc to specify the arc. For example, F56 and R. There are some others. For example, override and dist. For the four options, please you can use the GBS build dash help to list. Okay, this command is the basic for command. For example, we can in this example we use the arc option and the thread option to make the build parallel and exclude to break some circle. Okay. So when we execute that command, it will build all the source code locally and create a local directory structure, including the local repo. So this is the basic structure. So it contains two basic directories. The first is local, another is matter. All this the default top directory is under the home named the GBS root, but you can specify it using the dash root or configuring GBS conf. Under the local directory, there are three important directories. The first is cache. The cache is used to store the cache RPM from the remote repo you specified in the GBS conf. That's a repo's directory. This is the local directory store the local RPM created by the GBS. Another directory is the build rules. Build rules is used to store all the temporary build rules created by the GBS for building packages. Yeah, how to build package is just change root to the build rules and run option build. That's the basic workflow. So the other is sources. Sources is just store some tuple and specs, which is created by the GBS using GBS export. Okay, next is creating image using MIG. Let's out my partner Gui to induce.
Okay, so when the packages have been built by GBS, you can use MIG to create the image. First of all, you should prepare the kickstart file. Download the kickstart file from the download site of Titan.org. Based on the original kickstart file, you can customize it by yourself. Like adding local repo created by GBS and setting priority to the local repo. Here comes the samples. This is the original kickstart file. So you can use the repo command to add the local repository generated by GBS. And also you can set priority. The default priority is 99, and one is for highest, 99 is for lowest. In the package section, as you see, in the package section, you can add some groups and packages. Also, you can remove some packages and groups. So, when the kickstart file is ready, MIG can help you to create the image as you want. In general, MIG supports five image types: loop, raw, FS, live CD, and live USB. The special one, O2, is used to detect the real image type from the kickstart automatically. You can use the subcomment O2 to create the image directly, or you can complete the option by yourself, like the second command. Yeah. So if you have any problem, you can use help option for more details. So when the image creation is finished, you can use ELSER to flash the image to the device. First, boot the device into download mode. Just pull up and press well done and pull keys. Then connect the device to PC with a USB cable. So second, you can flash the system image to the device. You can download the system image from here and use the ELSER command to flash the system image to the device. Third, you flash the rootfs. The rootfs image is usually a tabo file created by MIC, and it usually includes platform.image, data.image, and UMS.image. And you also can use ELSER command to flash the rootfs image to the device too. Yeah. So when the flash is done, the device will reboot. So then finally, you can see the Tizen UI. So the workflow is done. So let Chang show you some experiment work.
Okay, next, let's show our basic experimental work. So this is our test machine. This is a basic desktop PC, and with CPUs i7 with the bus cores. The memory is 8 giga, and we have swap 8 giga. And this is our test data. We have cloned most of the Tizen packages, including kernel and WebKit. We have about 770 packages, and including spec file, about 790. Some packages, including multiple spec file. Total code size is 15.5 giga. Okay. So this is the general build time using the latest GBS and MIC. For the GBS build time, it includes the two parts. The first is export the package. So the source code is maintained in Git, but RPM only recognizes the tuple and the spec. So we need to prepare the Git and convert the Git from the tuple and the spec. And the next part is the build package time. And you can see the for the FR86, the export time is 10 minutes, and the build time is five hours almost. But for the ARM ARC, the build time is almost is more than 8 hours. The next time is creating image time. For the FR86, the creating image time is less than 40 minutes. Just the same for the ARM. That's a little longer. But we have optimized it. Here's the optimization results. Yes, for the GBS, for the GBS build, we have found the build time, most of the time spent on prepare the build rules. Prepare the build rules, for example, remove some packages and install some packages, so the disk I/O spend most of the time. So currently we suggest to use the tempfs to speed up. Now we can simply use this command to mount your build rules as tempfs to speed up. So you can see the build time for IF86 it reduced from 5 hours to two and a half hours. And for ARM, we reduced from 8 hours to 5 hours. And for the MIC, we also support option minus minus tempi fi to speed up. As for image creation, the it's very as we cool, very cool for the results. We start from the about 40 minutes to just 5 minutes. Yeah. So for the let's see. Okay, this is our basic experiment work. So next is some reference. We have our first document to guide how to build all the source code from scratch. And we also have the GBS guide and the MIC, flash tools, just the elder. And we also have the latest repo for the Tizen 2.1. And our tools repo for in the download datadog latest release. Okay, that's all. So next time we have enough time to collect opens and questions. Okay.
Do the tools run on 64-bit Ubuntu?
Yes, it's 64-bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the test version is 64-bit.
The build machine was 64-bit.
Yes.
Linux?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yep.
At the moment, LTOR has a compatibility issue with Ubuntu 12.10 and 13.4 because of the modem manager. It's really annoying. Do you have any plans to fix this? Because the LTOR is unable to connect to the Tizen developer device because modem manager connects first. And the workaround is to get rid of the modem manager or temporarily disable it. So do you have any plans to fix this for Ubuntu?
So what's the issue? May on the Ubuntu, right?
Yes.
So what's the detail issue?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, about the ELSA, if you want to, it works on Ubuntu, yes?
Yes.
Yes, you should install 32-bit libraries.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the ELSA is work well on 30, it depends on 32-bit libraries, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
What's the hardware actually you currently support for flashing tools and other debugging tools?
Do you mean the distro?
The hardware boards, what all chipsets you support right now?
Do you mean the elder support for hardware, right?
Yes, that's right.
The elder is just like the GBS MIC. It supports our most popular distros. For instance, Ubuntu and Ubuntu Fedora, CUC and CentOS.
Okay. We work on actually development boards like Panda board and all. So, but right now they are not officially supported. So, you have any plans to support?
So, do you mean the hardware or the distro?
Hardware.
Okay.
You want to use ELSA to flash the hardware not supported by Sansan? Really?
No, I actually want to know what are the hardwares you currently support and what are the plans to support new hardwares.
So in practice, LTOR supports only Samsung devices. For Panda board, you can create a raw image and just put it into the SD card. But generally, if I remember correctly, inside Tizen we don't have needed bootloaders for Panda board, so you might need to have some additional packages to create yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm David Rosen from Electric Cloud. Okay. Is there currently any initiative to align or move to the Jocto project within the Tizen community? As far as build system and build system management goes?
Do you mean the open source, right? So how to, when to open source the code, right?
Yes.
Do you mean the tools? Okay.
No, I mean from a, you know about the Jocto project, which is also supported or driven by Intel primarily? Is there currently any initiative within the Tizen ecosystem or Tizen community to move to a Jocto-based?
Jocto? Jocto?
Yes.
Oh. Okay,
if you don't know about it, I interpret that as a no.
Sorry.
Well, it's a bit different distribution. So Jocto, it's for embedded system. Tizen, it's a bit more complex. So it's a bit different scale. So there is no plan to use Jocto for Tizen.
So any questions? Okay.
So I've played a little bit with the GBS on an Ubuntu 12.4 distro. For a local build, it requires a sudo access. Is that like a requirement, or is that something that going to be fixed?
So do you mean the GBS local build was very slow, right?
No, so it requires a sudo permission. If you're trying to make a local build, when you do a GBS build, is that by design, or is that something that's going to be fixed? Like, if it's a local developer, like, developers don't usually need always to have sudo access. Is it only for mounting? Okay. Thank you.
Yes, it's this route for the GBS build.
All right, thanks.
It depends on the OpenSUSE, the build package. Okay. Yes, with QMU, we may discuss the root permission. Yeah. In the future, we may also consider support QMU QVM, maybe to remove the root permission. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any more questions?
Please applause to the speaker.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.